Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation. I am hanging in Hawaii. I'm in Maui right now. I've told the story, but I'll say it at the beginning in case you just tuned in. I'm with my family in Maui. We're saying goodbye to my mother, Kathleen, who sadly lost her battle with cancer last year. Her wish was to be taken back to Hawaii, and so that's what I'm doing with my family. Some of them are here for the first time. They've never been there. As you know, Hawaii can be crazy expensive. But we were able to manage to swing it to get a deal to come back and take as many family members as we could. So I feel fortunate about that. I've also told the story with my mother that was her place to relax. She just was a great lady helping my brother and I. It was important for her to get us through school, college, and she did. She helped get us through college, and her sidebar thing was she saved and would always, every year that she could, she would go to Maui. So that explains, aloha, why we are here. However, we have an incredibly fresh, wonderful show for you, an hour for you, including a conversation with Irvin Schwarsch. Last time he was on, people sent me lots of emails, and it's been a while since he's been on the show. But I think because he cuts through the nonsense of telling you what you need to do to stay afloat, in other words, investment-wise. He doesn't give you investment advice, but he's just telling you to look in the mirror and say to yourself, okay, I've got to put away 10% no matter where you are to do that every single month and not just drift off and keep living your life every day where you're just going, paying bills and not paying attention to what you're putting away. And we hear that from all different people. Certainly here we've had Run the Gamut. We've had our pal Mike Bonacorsi on to talk about retirement readiness. And we've had other investors give us advice. I mean, it's just some great advice. But Irvin offers even a different take on it that I think you'll enjoy, including the what he did with his own kids. Just because, hey, they're going to go out there on their own, and how are they going to survive, and what are they going to do, and what can you do to get some giddy up, no matter what you're making or what you're taking in, to try to have something there when it's all said and done. And Dan Kish also stops by. Dan Kish is somebody who's kind of a regular on America Tonight. Every couple of months or so, we have Dan Kish on, and we just recently had him on talking about energy. Especially we're seeing now, you can't buy the incandescent light bulbs. We're not really talking about that, but the whole thing of energy and where we're headed and what are we going to do in the future with these plants closing down. You know, these are things you just don't think about. And we certainly have talked about what happens with the power grid, power goes out, when the storms, we see that. What do people do when all of a sudden you're tapped and you don't have electricity? It's a very, very scary, scary thing, my friends. If you've been there, I've been there, where luckily, knock on wood, it's only been like 2 days. I had a 2-day period that we didn't have electricity, but dealing with that and all the things that you have to run around doing, things you just take for granted, let's face it. I mean, we are definitely all about the power, aren't we? We are about the electricity, and so that's no big secret. But with what happens when the power plants close and then you say, well, there's better alternatives, and look at the green agenda, and isn't this great? And I'm not anti coming up with ways to conserve or futuristic things, but stupid things I am. And unfortunately, we're seeing too much of that in the administration, I think. And we get sold this bill of goods about how it's going to save us money. But then who's paying for the building of new power plants that will work in the future with the alternatives that we're talking about? And that's what's going to happen. And so somebody's going to have to foot the bill for that. And Dan Kish points that out. We go back and forth and talk a little bit about what are the things to look for when it comes to energy and futuristic possibilities. And I'm all for the free market, and the backbone of this country is built on capitalism. Give somebody a chance, an opportunity, and let them roll and see what happens. That's how we became the great nation that we are. But it's melding capitalism with the republic. and getting it right, not wrong, so we don't dump more of a burden onto future generations too? And how do we get there ourselves and get through whatever years we all have left? Because you don't know. Who knows what their lifeline is? Also, we're going to talk with Joe Hicks. You are going to love Joe Hicks. I mean, do not tune out. If nothing else, you've got to hear Joe. Joe is a guy who is on radio in Los Angeles, and he was a flaming liberal. I mean, on fire liberal. And he has gone 180 degrees. He is a card-carrying conservative and very proud of it since the 90s. And he talks about why he switched and how he was a fist-pumping guy back in the day who was protesting, and he's part of Project 21, and he's part of the Black Conservative Movement, and says he's against affirmative action. It says that, you know, people at first when he made the switch looked at him like he had two heads, but he says the smarter head prevailed because he realized what was happening wasn't in line with what he thought should happen in the United States. And it's very interesting to talk to Joe because of, one, some of the things that are happening now that he takes a look at, and in particular one of the president's nominees that has Joe furious. And as we know, those are some of the things that are being talked to the Supreme Court with the Labor Relations Board, and the disappointing people to the board, and the Supreme Court reviewing that or having the arguments, you know, just the other week. But he delves off into a couple of different areas that I think you'll find absolutely fascinating. I think the idea that he was really honestly a really, really super liberal, and he made the decision to go in the completely opposite direction is so, you don't meet too many people like that. I mean, you might meet people that switch parties, but ideology, the whole, just the way he views everything is completely different than what it was. I mean, completely different. Also, just one quick factoid for you. Got to throw out those nuggets for you, and it's something I came across in my reading. In fact, I was reading this the other day. It was when we were flying over, you know, have those long flights. The flight was like 8 hours, I think. Not that I'm complaining. That's part of the deal when you fly to Hawaii. But China has stepped up its purchases of U.S. government debt. Late last year, they did that. They increased their holdings. We knew they were doing that. They increased their holdings of Treasury to an all-time record. Are you ready for this? $1.317 trillion. Let me say that number again. $1.317 trillion in November. Wow. That just shows you how reliant the U.S. and the Chinese economies are on one another, even with the political tensions. Yeah, we need to pay attention to the tension. This is frightening. So when we talk about China, look what we have to step around. Now, that is something that is eyebrow-raising, to say the least. In upcoming weeks, we're going to talk more about that. All right, stay with us. More to come on the flip side here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
In our virtual green room right now, excited to welcome Project 21's Joe Hicks. And you know that we've had so many interesting people on from Project 21, and this is the first time that we're talking to Joe. He's the Vice President of Community Advocates, which is a privately funded L.A.-based political think tank. He's also an analyst, commentator, where for PJTV.com, he hosts the Hicks File and the Minority Report programs there as well. And I remember Joe when I would be in L.A. on KFI.
Oh, yeah.
And he did a show there, and that it's a great station, and it was terrific listening to Joe and Joe's point of view. So it's fun to have you, Joe, here on America Tonight. Thanks for coming on.
Sure.
The appointment of the U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Office, the head of that office, and the nomination of the president in such a critical time when we're looking at where we're headed in this nation. First of all, talk about President Obama's choice and why this is pushing a divisive, I think anyway, I won't put words in your mouth, a divisive agenda.
Well, this guy comes out of an interesting background. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. You might have a handle on how to get his name better than I would. I'm sure I'd mess it up. But he comes out of a very leftist background. He was with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And even more disturbing, this guy was on the defense team of Malia Abu-Jamal. Now, who is Malia Abu-Jamal? He's a cop killer from Philadelphia. He shot a well-respected cop on a night in Philadelphia. For that, he was found guilty by a jury. He was sentenced to death. He got high-powered attorneys, and the entire left came to this guy's aid, claiming he was a political prisoner, that he was innocent. Of course, he was not. He shot this cop point-blank range, stood over, and pumped something like three or four shots into him, one right in the face as he lay on the ground wounded. A vicious beast is what this man is. But the left has defended this guy as this new nominee that Barack Obama has put up for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. It's an outrageous and insulting Marie Faulkner, who is the wife of this police officer, is still alive. She's outraged. National Police Officers Association is outraged because it indicates, again, that Obama, who's had a history of putting up some very bad nominees for various posts, has done it once again. He reached down to the dark recesses of the left to put this man in charge. charge of the Civil Rights Division. I think it's outrageous, and it indicates how left this particular administration is.
Yeah, his name is Diabo, if I'm pronouncing it right, Adebayo.
Bailey or something
Adebayo, yeah. And you're right. What a risk. It's a very risky choice, too, for a position that has tremendous influence, there's no doubt, over issues like immigration and voter protection. And those are, you know, don't you think, Joe, those are some of the biggest issues facing us today and heading into the future?
Well, you'd like to think that he would advance somebody or put up somebody to be nominated for that spot. Someone who comes with a fairly neutral kind of background that you would think would be seen as someone who would give a shake, fair shake, to these various kind of causes. What he's done is, in essence, lifted up an activist. This guy comes from a leftist, ultra-liberal activist background. So you know what his political slant is going in, which is a pro-illegal immigration, which is pro every kind of NAACP, let's lift up a rock and try to find racism somewhere. He's already obviously loaded up against things like voter ID laws. So he comes in with an agenda and will operate that agenda. What's shocking is that we've got a president and an Eric Holder, the attorney general, who now have like-minded agendas. So I think people should just be aware and keep their eye on this nomination. I'm hoping the Republicans will find some backbone here and actually fight this nomination. But we'll see if they will have the spine to do exactly that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was wondering if it'll get shot down or the nomination will get shot down or not. I mean, obviously, last week he was being questioned and wouldn't answer some of the questions when it came to immigration and civil rights to citizenship and everything in between. So we'll see where that goes. In this arena, what do you think is, and I mentioned a couple of things, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing us here in America?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is trying to reverse the damage done over the course of these 8 years with Obama in charge and having somebody like Eric Holder, who again, by the way, comes out of a very leftist activist kind of background. This is a man who was at a law firm defending some of the people in Guantanamo Bay, some of the, you know, the worst terrorists you can imagine. This guy, on a pro bono basis, reached out and defended some of these men who had tried to kill Americans in their past. So what I think the real challenge is going to be is just surviving this next 3 years on this man's watch, while we try to get our bearings and then try to figure out a way to reverse some of these issues and use common sense when it comes to things like how do you fashion immigration policy? How do you deal with things like voter ID protections? How do you deal with things like affirmative action? Because every one of the Supreme Court cases dealing with affirmative action, the Obama administration has been on, from my perspective at least, the wrong side of these cases. Fisher versus University of Texas being one of those that just got decided, and there's now another case up before the Michigan, before the Supreme Court about the Michigan affirmative action ban there that got turned over by courts, finally made its way up to the Supreme Court, and we'll get that ruling probably within another week or so. So there's a number of critical issues in the so-called arena of civil rights. Because what I remember civil rights as an old activist, I used to be on the left many, many years ago, and I was a, you know, black activist back in the Black Power days, and I finally came to my senses, excuse me, in later years, and kind of switched sides in this whole debate. But, you know, what used to pass for civil rights at least had legitimacy because, let's say, in the early 60s, late 50s, there certainly were some causes that need to be fought for and certain civil rights issues and equality issues that needed to be addressed. Well, they've been. And I think the nation has made amazing progress. And the fact that Barack Obama is president is simply one of the testaments to how far this country's come in a very short period of time. So it's very, very disoriented to hear people continue to whine and complain about how racist America is. And so it's going to take some time, I think, to begin to reorient this country with hopefully better people in key positions of power in this nation.
Yeah, and making that switch, as you said, talking about activism and then in the 90s changing your point of view and you identify yourself as a political conservative, Now, what was it, the thing that triggered the switch in you, Joe?
Probably the biggest thing was my visit to Soviet Union in the 1970s, in the middle of the Brezhnev era, because I was at that point a confirmed Marxist. I'd been, as I said earlier, black power nationalist with my fist in the air yelling about black power stupidly, and then went to the Soviet Union, and I thought that's what I wanted America to be and look like. And I was very quickly convinced that that made no sense at all. Gray, drab, oppressive society. And, you know, even the buildings were gray and drab. And I came back. But it wasn't like an immediate kind of, well, I gotta switch sides and get real about what I really want to happen in America. It still took some transitional time for me, because I'm not one of those that just overturns things immediately. I like to think and, you know, let my mind sort of congeal around what I really think about things. So it took some period of time before I looked myself in the mirror in the morning and I remembered distinctly. It was before the first election of George Bush in, I guess it was 2000, and I was shaving and I was looking in the mirror and I switched a whole bunch of positions. I no longer believed in affirmative action. I believed that America was treating black people more fairly than any other place in the world. And I remember looking in the mirror, shaving. I looked myself in the eyes of the mirror and said, dude, deal with it. You're a conservative. And I literally said that out loud to myself in my own bathroom, shaving. And that was, for me, that kind of, it unleashed my ability to be a proud conservative and go out and describe myself that way. And, of course, I immediately was called a traitor, an Uncle Tom, a turncoat, all the kind of things that Clarence Thomas and other good Americans have been called by the left. So I knew that was a good
story.
Thing. And it was kind of a badge of honor that they saw me as the enemy at that point.
Yeah.
I was.
yeah, good for you. That'd be interesting, going to breakfast with some of your friends and saying, guess what, I made a big change in my life. Were they surprised?
Well, they were shocked because they began to hear me give speeches and give interviews and to say things that they read in newspapers that didn't sound like me. It's like, well, what happened to this guy? And, of course, the immediate response then was, he must have sold out. And I'm thinking, well, when did I get my check? I'm looking for that check. Where is it?
He must have sold out. That's hilarious. Oh, I love it. You have to come back on the show again. Promise me you will. You're terrific. Thanks so much, Joe, for coming on America tonight.
I'm glad to do it.
Terrific. Project 21. Check it out. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you again.
You got it.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, always a pleasure to have Urban Schwartz on with us. He is the money man, the guru. He gave us some great advice the last time he was on with us. So I suggest, if you are driving around right now, sit in your car, pay attention, because you want to hear what this man has to say. And of course, when we start a new year, and here we are almost into February, everybody has these great ideas about how they're going to get thinner, and they're going to make more money, and they're going to save more money, and they're going to do all these things, and then a lot of times it falls by the wayside. So maybe this time it doesn't have to fall by the wayside, and at the end of the year, when it comes around next time, you can be pretty happy with some of the things that you were able to do as far as budgeting and money and all that kind of stuff. Urban, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
So in the beginning of the year, with these first couple of months, it is true, isn't it? Right? People have in their head they finally want to do that budget that they've been avoiding and whatnot. But a lot of times it's just, I guess, the nature of the beast. If you haven't done it, you kind of procrastinate. Am I right?
You are right on target, Kate. The catastrophe, meaning the bills that you face from Christmas or the holiday season, can be daunting. And we recommend to our clients and to your listeners, regroup. It's okay. You'll get through it. And take some time to look at how you're going to pay back what you might have overspent during the holiday season. So you make a real plan based on a real budget for the new year. And while budget is kind of a unappealing term, it's a great place to get started.
Is that one of the big mistakes that people make, not having a budget?
It is, particularly going into the holiday season that they just experienced. If they would have just said, all right, we can afford X hundred or X thousand dollars for this holiday, how are we going to divvy it up before they hit the stores or before they go online? It would be a much more satisfying experience financially.
Yeah. Tell us about, because this is, people like to have help or tools or whatever. Are there some great software tools, online things that you can use to do a budget?
There are. Mint.com is an excellent one, as is Quicken. They both have budgeting type of tools. The Mint.com you'll find to be virtually no cost. The Quicken does have a cost, but they're very modest costs. And it will give you a lot of mileage. And by the way, those tools that you do spend money on are a part of your tax deductible expense category, since they're helping you with your investments. But going into the new year, I highly recommend a meeting of the spouses to say, all right, what do we want to accomplish in the new year? Let's look at our assets. Let's look at the lifestyle expense overview and really get down to what's important to us as a family.
Yeah, there you go. Actually having the conversation. What are some of the biggest financial mistakes that people make?
Not paying attention to the changes that are going on around them, particularly if you look at the new tax law for those that are more affluent. You've got a new higher payroll tax. You have a Medicare surplus tax at 3.8%. You have higher tax brackets for those that are successful. And even those of modest means should be paying close attention to the president's new health care plan, because there's changes in deductibles and there's certainly changes in coverages. So you need to spend some time, like you would going to the supermarket, focused on what are the changes that will affect me and my family as we go forward into 2014?
You know, I want to point to your website. Tell everyone about your website, because you've got a lot of incredible financial information there.
PCMAdvisors.com is our website. And my articles, of which there are more than 50 hard-hitting self-help type articles for you to peruse, is Irvin Schorsch, IrvinSchorsch.com. And I hope that your listeners enjoy the various topics, from kids to retirement to financial planning to budgeting, that they'll find on the website.
Yeah, one of the things, and we haven't touched on this yet, is savings. How do people know when they're saving enough money? I think there's a big confusion over this. You know, you used to listen to financial people and they'd say, well, you have to multiply what you're making and what you could survive on if there was a catastrophe. But then people would say, well, I have credit card debt and I have all this other debt, so how am I supposed to do that? What's the rule of thumb on savings?
We strongly, strongly recommend that you pay yourself 10% before you go to pay your bills and spend the money on your lifestyle. And with that type of strategy, you will win. It's only a question of time, assuming that you're investing in a broadly based series of investments. And you should probably encourage your listeners as well to use strategies like dollar cost averaging, which they can do on a monthly basis, and have their investment provider of choice literally take money from their checking account before they go to use the balance from their paycheck and put it into a series of well-diversified investments.
Right, so if you just do that, it becomes a habit, you get better at it, and you're more comfortable. And is that kind of the thing with people who haven't done that before?
Kate, that is the whole idea, although if you think about it, if you fill out a couple forms, even before you get used to it, it'll happen automatically. Mm-hmm. And if every 1st or the 15th of the month you have so much going into an index stock fund and you have so much going into more of a safe income approach, and you have so much going into an international-type fund, obviously after consulting with your wealth advisor to make sure you're making the right choices, you'll find that your listeners can amass very significant amounts of money, particularly if they start early and there's lots of time on their side, since time is their single biggest asset.
Yeah, do you find that younger people are starting to get this? I mean, you have children, and you're in the game, so was that one of the things you emphasized to them?
I did. I started them at age 8. And the way that I do it, you'll find exciting. I have figured out what each of the kids love. Like, my daughter loves Kraft macaroni and cheese, so I bought her a share of Kraft. And my son loves bird's eye frozen peas, so we bought General Mills. And this way, when they go to the supermarket, with mom, they get a feeling of ownership because they own a piece of those companies that they love to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a stroke of brilliance. I did that for my nephew, and he wanted Pier 1 and Panera. And it worked out pretty good, actually. So it's funny. That is a brilliant thing to do, teach him about that. How about taxes? Are there any new twists in the taxes that we should know for this upcoming year?
There are. The Social Security, or I should say the payroll, Medicare payroll tax has gone up 0.9%. And you have the 3.8% Medicare surtax, which is new for this past year. And you have rates that have gone up, again, for your more successful listeners. So they really should either study on IRS.gov, the new tax rates, meet with their tax professional, or do some research on the web so they can be better prepared for how to deal with the new tax rates. And they want to absolutely be sure that they're taking advantage of all the free money that their employer typically offers as a match on their 401k or their 403b plan.
Yeah. All right. That's great advice. Irvin, I guess the other thing is, too, that on the other end of the spectrum, talking about you have time on your side when you're younger, what about, you know, you get closer to retirement and people are starting to panic. How do you know if you have enough saved for retirement?
Kate, it's never too late, but I will caution your listeners that it's never too early to begin to think about and make those plans, putting together a spreadsheet of what they expect to need in the future compared to what they have today. And it may take a little bit of extra effort, but there are some excellent financial planning tools that they can check out online. And I mentioned Mint.com earlier for looking at your budgeting and looking at your actual income and expenses. So you can put together what it costs to live and how much you can segregate for the future using that 10% formula of saving 10% of whatever you make to put aside for the future. And with a little bit of work, your listeners will be shocked at how much they can accumulate.
Yeah, if they pay attention to it. What would be, if there was one piece of advice you'd want to leave everyone with, because we've really, this has been great. We've talked the gamut about different things when it comes to finances. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that communication comes first. One of the biggest drawbacks we see in marriages is that the spouses don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say even more important than the savings part is get together regularly, perhaps monthly, and say, how are we doing? And look at what are the big priorities of the family. Obviously, there's going to be some fun in there, too. But making sure that you really do have the dollars set aside in the most practical way to help the family create wealth. That would be my number one recommendation for 2014.
All right, so some great advice. Once again, Irvin, tell everybody about your website so they can scribble it down and make sure they go there.
Certainly. Our website, which is chock full of the radio interviews as well as the articles, is www.pcmadvisors.com. And my personal blog for all the recent articles is irvinshorsch.com.
Irvin Shorsch, what a delight. We'd love to have you back on. We'll have you on more this year. That'd be a lot of fun. We'll give some people some great advice.
Kate, I look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a terrific day.
You too.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A ton on this show, and a lot of you have volleyed back and forth with your opinions on the climate action plan, the president's climate action plan, and of course the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is holding hearings to review that plan. And what does that mean for you, though? That's the big takeaway here. So we're bringing back Dan Kish, our pal from the Institute for Energy Research. Dan, thanks for coming back on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
You know, on first glance and listening to what's coming out of the White House on the climate, what's your initial reaction to it?
Well, my initial reaction is that this is going to be, when the president talks about this being a year of action, as he has recently, and talked about how he's got a pen and he's going to use it, and he's basically not going to work with Congress on anything but do things through executive actions. And then I set that against the backdrop of his abiding commitment on global warming and climate change. I think it is going to be a very, very important year for the United States in terms of where we're going in the future and our energy costs and our energy mix and all the rest. And from my perspective, because I believe in market-based approaches to these things,
sure.
I'm very worried about it, extremely worried about it, because I think it's going to cost us jobs. I think it's going to cost us economic growth, and I think it's going to, and I guess from an important climate standpoint, if that's an issue, that it's not going to do anything in terms of the climate. And they actually admit that. They admitted that in a hearing in the Senate today, that it doesn't matter what the United States does. It's really, we're not in the driver's seat anymore. It's China, it's India, it's the rest of the developing world. We're actually reducing our emissions and have been for years.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I think this push, this environmental push now for the administration, to me, this is because it's the second term. This is the give back that all of a sudden, okay, hey, there's pressure from the environmental groups. Didn't we help you get elected? So, boom. You know, and maybe that's my stilted view, but okay, here we are. I got to pay this off, and that's why some of these things I think are happening, frankly.
Well, that's always a part of a second term, but it's
yeah.
Kate. I would add this for another reason because I happen to be sort of a constitutional nut and believe in government that has fences around it per the Constitution. It worries me greatly about the expansion of government because nothing will expand the government more into our lives than justifying all of its actions on the fact that somehow they're going to save the earth, even though they then admit that, well, this isn't going to save the earth, but it really could change a lot of things for a lot of people in major ways across the United States. And I don't think they've necessarily been upfront about that with the American public. If we're going to undergo those kinds of changes, I think everybody needs to be informed about exactly what they are because these are very, very significant potential changes, and they will affect generations and literally generations after that to come.
Yeah, you mentioned this at the top, that you definitely are about the free market. And when we look at free market policies and what they can do and how they can still encourage economic growth, right? And we look down years from now or just in what's in front of us. Why is that not an impression that somehow isn't pushed out there? Because it is easy, I think, for the two to coexist, don't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, I mean, traditional classic liberalism, and by classic liberalism, I mean, you know, the liberty of freedom and freedom for people against government overreach, in essence, basically says that somehow people working in their own interests and making decisions will ultimately make the right decisions. Clearly, lots of people make bad decisions, but the good decisions win out because those people are successful and those people become models for the rest of us. When the government makes decisions for all of us, when they tell us what to drive, what kind of energy to use, what kind of light bulbs, what kind of shower heads, what kind of you name it, down to how much energy our microwaves can consume for the clock that sits there and tells us what time when the microwave is not running. And I'm using that as an example because they've actually written regulations for that.
Yeah.
In the government. Those things all have really significant impacts on our lives going forward. And, you know, when it comes to liberty, it's a zero-sum game. And if the government is making all those decisions for us, if we no longer have the choice to choose what vehicle's right for our family or what we think is safe or adequate to reach our needs, because people who think they're smarter than us in Washington are putting what they think through their eyes is appropriate as a model for all of us, then we've lost a lot in this country. And, you know, the issue is whether we're citizens or subjects. And our founding fathers wanted us to be citizens and the government to work for us. And I'm afraid that many of these decisions risk us becoming subjects with the government in charge of us. And that's a reversal of roles that I think our founding fathers tried to design a system around. And I'll add that I think that system, by and large, compared to all the other systems in the world, has been a tremendous success. And I fear its loss.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. One of the things that you talk about, and even I went to your website, and I was thinking this is something that it seems like my entire career I've been covering this, but is power plants closing. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, this is that needed to close. We need to have, there's one down the road, and it's in an area that doesn't have as many houses near it. But what's the true danger of the power plants, the massive amounts of power plants that are closing?
Well, you know, most Americans are used to having electricity 24 hours a day. and you know what happens when the power goes off. And this grid, which I think most engineers would say the electrical grid that we have in the United States, which has been described as the most complicated, advanced system of its kind in the world, if we don't have adequate supplies of energy that are balancing out, it can break. And then all of a sudden we end up with what the third world lives with, which is periodic blackouts, brownouts, equipment damage, and the like. And the other important part about it, this is the affordability of electricity. I mean, look at it this way, Kate. If the government says that everybody has to go out and buy a new car, because you'll get better gas mileage because the new cars get better gas mileage, and it's going to save you money over what you'd pay for gas, they'd probably be right. But think about the consequences on the family budget about buying all new cars. A lot of us hang on to older vehicles because they're paid for, even though they don't get as good gas mileage as the newer ones. What the government is basically doing, and the administration is doing, is taking 40% of our electricity, which is the largest source of electricity in the United States, and basically banning it. And when they do that, that means that we have to build replacement plants that have to be paid for. Most of these plants have already been paid for, and therefore our electric rates do not reflect
lower.
The cost of a plant. We're going to have to pay for replacement plants. That is going to show up in your bill, and it doesn't matter whether the source of the electricity, whether it's wind or solar or nuclear or natural gas or whatever it may be, doesn't matter if that costs less to make than the existing coal plants are going to shut down. We're now going to have to pay for those additional plants, and it would be the same as if the government came in and said, by next year, you have to buy a new car. And don't feel bad because you're actually going to save on the gas on what you spend on gasoline, and you'd be, of course, arguing that, yeah, but I don't have a car payment. Now you're giving me a car payment. That's what's happening. And that's not how they're describing it, but that's exactly what's happening in terms of this plan, which is why it is very, very scary.
Wow, no kidding. All right, Dan Kish, always enlightening. Think about the cost, folks. That's it. He hit the nail on the head. For the Institute for Energy Research, as always, fun to have you on the show, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.